You're listening to SBS News.
Come to my family wall. I love it. Well, I have pictures all over the house, in every room. I love pictures. This is our family. This is, well, it's much bigger now. But these
Rena Quint shows me photos of her family, children, grandchildren and great-grandchildren.
Having ice cream.
Her spacious Jerusalem apartment is filled with antiques and other treasures, including volumes of love letters from her late husband, Emmanuel.
I was very lucky, extremely lucky, to have a husband who expressed his love, and he wrote me notes. Every single day I got a note. My most precious darling, I thank God for prompting you to say yes when I proposed to you over 100 times. We have to go shopping.
At 84, Rena can look back on a happy marriage and a rich life. But all this was forged from unimaginable horror.
On April 15th, 1945, the British came in. They smelled the camp before they came in. When they came in, they saw 10,000 unburied bodies. And I was lying on a pile of bodies, some dead, some alive. It was better than being in the stinking barracks. I had typhus and diphtheria.
I passed through the barrier and found myself in the world of a nightmare. The living lay with their heads against the corpses.
Rena lived through that nightmare in Bergen-Belsen. As a 9-year-old, she witnessed British forces liberating the camp, but her entire family perished in the Holocaust. 75 years on, she says the lessons of the past must be heeded.
We have to remember the hatred that people can learn. Germany was a civilized, cultured, educated group of people. How could they have committed such horrific, terrible crimes? We have to remember that.
She hoped that hatred was gone, but says once again, Jews are at risk in Europe.
You know, we used to worry when we enter Europe, we had money belts. You were worried that somebody would pickpocket you or take things like that. That's not what the worry is right now. Will somebody shoot you, stab you if you go in? The synagogues have to be protected. Why?
And do you feel like it's even more important for you now to keep telling your story?
I do. You ask somebody about what Auschwitz, who was he? How could that be possible that people don't know what Auschwitz was? But they don't.
Rena takes us to Yad Vashem, Israel's Holocaust Memorial Center, a sprawling compound hewn out of stone. It honors the 6 million Jews annihilated by the Nazis.
This is a model showing how people were brought down into the gas chambers, how they had to get undressed, and then after they got undressed, men, women, and children, as crowded as possible.
Rena navigates her way through the halls with the help of her walker. She spent years guiding tour groups here. Bearing witness brings anguish, but she wants to speak for those who cannot.
These are the bodies, one mangled with the other. Here are bodies of people who were once alive. I was one of those people. How did I possibly get out? How did I possibly survive Bergen-Belsen?
Do you worry, Rena, that when people like you are no longer here, that the world will not remember or will not believe?
I do worry. The world won't remember. They don't remember the Armenian genocide. They don't remember what happened yesterday in Syria and Afghanistan. They don't remember all the people who are sitting in poverty. Even if I was there, I don't believe it. So how much more people who weren't there? How could they believe it?